goddamn world keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.
Oh, me too. We did it at the same time.
Wow. Well, did we though?
Oh. But did we?
But did we? Well, it's like a fun mystery.
It really
every
is.
Every episode. Is there any audio?
Who knows?
Are we recording at the same time? Does our garage band work? Who knows? We won't know till who knows, next week.
Are our phones, are we talking to ourselves in separate rooms? We don't know. And right now, we're so tired that we might be.
We probably are.
We
could be dead. This is our purgatory, just recording this fucking podcast every day till the end of time.
And it's not even like, oh, so we get to hang out. No. You do it separately. And you're always, someone just wakes up in the middle of the night and then they go, record.
Yeah, exactly. That is how I feel every episode.
Yeah.
Jostled. I feel jostled.
Holy shit.
Oh, God.
Dude, and I, okay, so first of all, this is great because with editing last week's episode, which thank you guys for sticking that one out. Actually, so far, now, full disclosure, we're recording this Wednesday morning. So we're recording this the day the Frankenstein episode came out. So Pack Your Trash just came out. Yeah, so we don't know.
You might not have even listened to it yet. You're probably still asleep.
Yeah.
Time's wacky, guys.
So we put that, and what an appropriate title, Pack Your Trash. I mean, that's people like, yeah, you probably should have done that with this episode. Pack it away. Put it away.
Yeah, it's an appropriate title, inspired by a very appropriate t-shirt. Really describes me to a T.
But it's one of those things. When you kind of pull, like, I really feel like I'm like, wow, we really pulled that out of our asses just in time. So it's like, we want to celebrate
by recording another episode?
By waking up and looking at each other.
Just tired and mad. Confused.
Yeah. Well, now I feel more comfortable. Oh, I went through and was editing, like, the full episode because the way that with the tracking, and I know, again, if you're listening, it's probably very interesting to you guys, but we're also, it's early and, you know, we're having a chat.
Jesus Christ.
But I figured out how to what I just did, I can edit that out. So edit all these little like lulls, but I went through because it would be synced up. And then I would go, there would be like a weird skip in my audio, and then it would be out of sync. And I was like, what the fuck? So I just had to go through every motherfucking.
Oh my God.
So the last person I want to hear is us talking. We are the last people I want to hear.
It's good. That's good though. In case you ever really miss me.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just really fuck up editing an episode and you'll be like, oh, I'm all set on that for at least a week.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? You know what really, like, rejuvenated? That's not the word I'm looking for. I thought of rejuvenate because I'm putting under eye cream on as we...
You're just doing an ad?
Yeah.
I feel rejuvenated, fresh, younger.
Yeah.
Less puffy.
It feels almost like I have no more baggage, which is the title of this eye cream.
On
Patreon.
That's an episode title we could never have.
No, we never. Because we don't want to lie to people.
Oh, no.
There's just so many different things I really learned with editing, like, hey, with the volumes and the levels. And I feel like it's good the more that I learn. And the other good thing is, though, because now that I know how to edit, like, we can just, like, because I know we try kind of, it may not sound like it, but we try to like not talk over each other, but now we can just do whatever the fuck we want. Because I figured
out. We can exclusively talk over each other now.
Yeah, just, and that'll be like a fun thing for me to do.
Oh, that'll be fun for you. It'll be fun for the listeners.
Yeah.
Because you'll get fed up with it and just stop editing it.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. It'll be like, oh, this is good. And then all of a sudden it's like, are they just yelling at each other? Are they like at a ska show? Sounds like that.
What a dream that would be. I wish. Live recording at a ska show?
Just in Come a mosh on. Pit. Trying to scream. But so what I found... So why was Queen... So now here's... This is like a nice positive message. So a lot of times shit happens and you go like, fuck this, fuck everything. So I had to do a deep dive in my laptop to get... I was like... Because I thought a lot of my storage was cleared out, but I was like... I found this other weird file where like there was still shit not deleted. It's not a trash. It was like this other weird thing. It was like a Dropbox folder, but it was like... It was just... I had to do like a deep dive into like all the shit because my laptop, it kept saying there's no space, you can't update anything. I'm like, that seems not right because it's an old laptop, but it's not that old of a laptop. And this reminds me of, I had a favorite pair of earrings and I thought I lost them forever. And then I got in a car accident and my body was mangled for like 2 weeks. But when I got in that car accident, as they were like pulling the taking my car into the repair shop, I found that pair of earrings in the wreckage. And I thought,
wow, what an inspirational tale.
And I thought, if that woman had not T-boned me in the intersection while I was doing everything perfectly legal, I remember being like, I can't physically get up out of bed, but I was like, but man, I've got these sweet, sweet.
I found these really great plastic earrings.
Yep.
That I love so much. Worthless, zero value.
Yeah. But so in a similar fashion, last night, as I was clearing out the space, I mean, I could liken this whole entire podcast to a car accident.
True.
To a mangled car wreck. I found all those videos that Kessler took. All of them.
Oh, all of them?
So 4 years ago, and that's the video that's on Patreon, is the first video that I posted is...
God, I can't believe that was 4 years ago. Jesus Christ.
Oh, and I know I was going to say we look great, but I got news for you, sister. We don't look...
We don't?
I was like, I can't wait to look at these like, young, hot people.
I bet we look amazing. And then you see and you're like... Oh my, we've just always looked this, we've always been so tired.
Right. Oh, and we're not wearing any makeup, no bras, and we're not even wearing clothes. We go out, but in like the good pajama pants, the Calvin Klein cozies. We're out in public.
I love those.
Because we're like, we're writers. We're working on a TV show.
This is how writers dress.
I was laughing. I was like, I found all these videos because I knew I had one or two, but I found them all in chronological. So it's like hours and hours.
Oh my God.
I was
you
watching.
Guys are in for a treat.
I was watching those. I was laughing so hard. I was like, we're just so gross.
Those are our earrings.
Yeah.
Those videos are our collective earrings.
Yep. So that's what we have now on the Patreon. So then we'll still do like the bonus app. Like once a week, we'll have like a bonus up, like a, you know, 20, 30 minute. And then also these videos, I think they're like, maybe like 12 of these little movies.
Yeah. And they're because in my head, I remember a lot of that, but for sure, I'd be like, oh my God.
And I have other
videos.
That
was all day. We spent all day doing that.
I know.
Thanks, Kessler.
Yeah, thank you, Kessler. And it's similar to this because that was when those people were like, we're going to do a TV show about you. And we were like, great. And then we sent them that movie that's on the Patreon. So you can see that we're very.
And then they saw us and we're like, oh no.
And then they canceled the entire network, I believe, is no longer around.
It's true. They fired everyone.
Like
janitors, president of the company. Just they were like, we got to burn this motherfucker to the ground. If someone that works here thought this might be a good idea.
They're just like, this office is unclean.
Yes. They had an exorcist, a priest come. They had all sorts of leaders of various faiths. Show up because they're like, we don't know. Let's throw everything we got at this.
Yeah. Holy water, sage, whatever. Goat's blood. I don't know. Everybody, Satanists, pitch in.
Someone cut a chicken's head off. Let's figure this out. Did you get the picture I sent you of my heel?
Yeah, I did look at that. What is that picture? What happened? Is that Reggie?
Bug bite.
What?
Yeah. No, I'm like very distracted by it.
I thought you, so Megan sent me a picture right before we started recording. And
I was like this, here, check this out. Check out what I'm dealing with.
First I was like, oh, is it a picture of like a cat? And then it's just like this big red, it looked like a mix of a burn and like a wound from a blunt object.
Yeah, it looks like it's like a giant blood blister.
So you got, so did you not put your natural dog spray on your foot?
No, I did. I put the lake and it totally worked. Or, I mean, I can't imagine there was no bugs. So that worked. But on Saturday at the market, I didn't put anything on, whatever. It was like morning and I felt something bite my heel. I was like, something just bit my heel. And Preston was like, nothing, no, nothing bit you right now. And then at the lake, I was like, yeah, I definitely have a bite. And so yesterday I wore high tops to the kitchen because I thought that that would maybe be better on it. Because mm-hmm. this has happened before. I get a bite on my heel and then like my shoe rubs against it and turns into this fucking giant gross blister thing. Well, apparently the high tops did not help. So now I have a giant blood blister. I can't put shoes on. I don't know what I'm going to do for this stupid wedding. Like, I got to get this fucking solved.
That's, yeah, the high tops
gonna,
you
like,
would think.
Slice open my foot.
Well, so did you wear the high tops because you thought that would, like, protect the wound?
Yeah, well, I thought it'd be worse if I wore, like, regular shoes because it's at the kitchen. I can't wear fucking flip-flops.
I'm just openly coughing.
Oh, it's fine. Use the cough button.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be better than, like, having, you know, my shoe, like, the top of my shoe hit there. I thought that would be more irritating, but apparently not. Apparently not.
No. That seems like that would insulate and, like, really, like, stoke it up, like an incubator.
Yeah.
So it just,
that's what happened.
Yeah, it just helped it grow and grow and grow. So do you, what are you going to, just wear Crocs? Like, bags?
Did you just ask me if I was going to wear Crocs to the wedding?
Yeah, like backless Crocs?
Yes, strapless. I am. Strapless? That's why I've got such a long day today. I've got to take back my cute wedges I got and exchange them for a pair of Crocs. Yeah, be like, hot. Is this chill to wear to your wedding?
They're hot pink. I was told I needed something hot pink.
Do these plastic shoes work? Yeah, I think I'm going to have to like lance it.
Yeah, that's...
And I'm not excited about that.
Does it feel like... Oh no, that's a crazy looking. I mean, it looks like I thought you were like hit in the like with a 2x4.
That's like just look what Preston did to me last.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. That's a huge. Yeah, you're gonna have to, right? I mean, is it puffy and tender?
I think so. Yeah.
Does it
feel
it's like
terrible?
Does it feel like?
Yeah, this is what fucking happens to me when bugs bite me. Why did I move to Missouri? What a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, you get eaten alive by bugs. Perfect. Move here.
Yeah, so I'm constantly covered in these giant, giant wounds from bugs. But I got to tell you, the taxes are so much lower.
You can really afford to own a home here, you know? Yes. It makes it all worth it.
Oh, my God. So how was yesterday? How was the market yesterday?
Oh, my God, the market was great. Our what friend didn't show up, whatever.
Yeah.
He came to Schlafly last week. It was very nice. Oh, my God, he brought his daughter. Nameless person, because I don't want to call you out. I'm in love with your daughter. She's so cute, and I won't say her name, but it's one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite little girl names.
Oh, well,
I'll tell you later.
Quite the mystery.
Callers, call in with your guesses to my favorite little girl names.
And I like it's like, look, this guy's gonna remain nameless, but I just want to let you know, I'm in love with your daughter. I love
steal your daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, Preston said that to my friend the other day. We were hanging out, and he's super cute. And me and him were walking around holding hands at this event. And Preston said to her, he's like, you know Megan's going to steal your kid. And she looks, like, horrified. And she's like, what did you say? And he's like, well, I mean, like, Megan loves him. She's going to totally steal your kid. And she's like, oh, my God. Thank God. I thought you said Megan's going to skin your kid. I was like, oh, cool. That's a cool thing to hear.
What a weird, like, that's some kind of like weird, like, you know, like play talk that you guys have, like, like, oh, your baby's so cute, I could just eat his face. Like,
I could just skin you.
Look at, I could just skin you. I could just wear you on my face.
I could just wear your skin. I could just wear your skin.
I could just, you're so cute, I could just peel your epidermis right off. I'm going to hang your skin in my window, and I'm going to wear you, and then I'm going to eat the rest of you like beef jerky.
I'm going to make you a lamp. Who's going to be a lamp? Who's going to be a human skin lamp?
Who's
going to
be a lamp? You come over here. You come. I'm going to make you a lamp,
guys.
And then I'm going to use that lamp to dry your skin jerky. Huh? It is. I will tell you, this is, this is what I forgot to talk to. Well, this is safe. This is great. This is something that I totally forgot to bring up on either of the two episodes that we did.
Either of the two episodes.
That we recorded, the 2 hours we talked yesterday, or whatever day it was, Monday. I'm tired. And so Thomas is on his way over, which is, so this weird thing where normally I'm like, but I'm like looking at myself in the thing, I'm like, God damn it, should I put makeup on? Probably I won't, who knows. The morning time thing, this is what I was going to tell you. And we didn't even really talk about it privately. So, okay, do you press never videotape yourself? I don't know why I'm whispering. Do you guys?
I don't know why you're whispering either. That good, in case Preston hears you.
I'm like, look, I don't really want the listeners to hear this, and I'm tired, so I probably shouldn't even be talking about this on the pod.
I'm just going to whisper it.
I'm going to whisper it.
Guys, if you could skip ahead 5 minutes.
I'm probably.
Me and Wendy are trying to have a private conversation.
Yeah.
It's pretty rude. It's pretty rude you're listening.
I mean, honestly, we recorded a couple. We're trying to do this extra because Megan's going on vacation. And we're working our ass off for you guys. I was up editing, and like, we just need, if we could get a moment alone, if you could show us a little respect.
Could you just get out of our face for like a second?
Your mother and I need to talk without you. It's not, everything's not about you guys. Sometimes your mom and I need.
We love you. We love you very much, but we need our own private time.
Right. So this is our own private conversation. So, okay. Yeah, I leaned into whisper because.
Okay. I know you did.
Have you, Preston, ever recorded yourselves fucking?
No.
Have you done that with anyone else?
Yes.
It's, what did you guys use? Was it with the...
Oh, this was pre-phone.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like a camera.
Yeah.
I may or may not, if that footage exists and you watch it, you might go to jail. I'll say that.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. I need to get horny before, it's true, because I'm trying to be relaxed, but I'm also trying to, like, be aroused.
Yeah, so think about pre-adult me on like an old school video camera.
Did you guys set it up stationary or was it like let's move this around? That's the kind of porn I like to watch. A stationary fucking shitty camera, amateur, for sure someone's underage.
So maybe you've seen me.
Maybe that's why I feel so comfortable with you. It's like, yeah, you feel like you know someone.
Like, I don't know what it is about you.
It's like, I just saw you and I had deja vu. Every time I see you, I get weirdly like horny, but also irritated. It's this weird thing where I'm like.
It's crazy. Yeah. Why are you doing, did you do that? Or are you going to do that?
No, he did it when I saw him the other day and did not get. So, okay.
Wait, did he just start recording you on his phone?
Yeah.
Without being like, heads up, lady?
Well, so here's the thing.
I mean, by the way, that's like definitely illegal, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was like, I want you on your knees. And I'm like, okay, great. And then he walked out and I was like on my knees and he goes, I'm going to film you while you suck my, I was like, well, okay, I guess. the nice thing though is like, because if you're going to have someone videotape you, here's a little tip. Have it be someone that like has more to lose than he has more to lose than I do.
That is true.
So he's not. But here's the thing. So I normally will put on like. Even this morning I got up. It's part of why I'm so tired is like I got up and like. Oh, you can cough right in that mic, baby, and no one's even going to hear that you coughed because I'm going to edit that out. I mean, it's a real free for. I was like, oh, mine if. What if
you're just going to say I was going to take a shit while we recorded?
And part of me was like, how could I? And I'm like, oh, I could just be like, Megan, go, go, go. Stretch. Go long. Go long. And just take the whole thing in with me. But so normally, like, I'll try, because even if it's, you know, I want to like look nice. So I'll put on a little bit of like mascara or a little like a concealer, like a something, you know, that no makeup, makeup look. You get it.
I'm just naturally this pretty.
Yeah. So I'm like, I just wake up like this. But the other day, the last time he came over, I was like, you know what? I'm like, I feel like I look good. I don't want to, like, my makeup's going to smear. I'm like, I'm just going to go like au naturel, right? And he doesn't care, and the makeup comes off anyway. But it's like kind of nice to look hot, like right at the beginning of fucking. And the one time, the first time that I'm like, I'm doing no prep work, my hair was soaking wet. That's when he's like, I'm going to videotape you. So it's like an up close.
So you just look like a wet rat sucking a dick.
Yep. Oh, and there are other videos. So he took many videos from different positions. And like, I was like, well, I want those videos. So he's sending those to me because like, I want to just see what I look like. And I saw some clips. But yeah, my hair's soaking wet. It's not even like partially dry like it is now. It's like sopping wet out of the shower. No makeup on. Just my jaw unhinged. It's fucking.
Yeah, exactly.
It's one of the like Retin-A cream on my face. And like, yeah.
Yeah, you got some no more baggage under your eyes.
Yeah. I'm like, this is, and then I was like, I wanted to be like, can I put makeup on, please? Like, that I feel like you should for sure be like.
Oh, after he was like, I'm going to record you, you're like, okay, give me 15.
Yeah. Hold on. And also, but it was so, because I could tell, like, so when I couldn't see him, so like, I think he was like been watching, like he's been maybe probably watching like a lot of porn lately, because he did this crazy position where I was like,
oh God, so he's like a teenager?
Yeah, where we were like, I was on all four, we're fucking, and that's normal. And then he like lifted my hips, and I was like always trying to like lift them up higher to him. And then he pulled them up and like trying, I was like, are you trying to like lift me off the bed? I don't understand what's happening. I was like, are you trying to like hold me like a wheelbarrow?
Yes, he was.
And so then he lifted me all the way up, and then I like put my left leg straight to the floor. So my left foot's on the ground. I'm trying to get the visual of this. It's.
Listeners. We know we have artist listeners. If you could start sketching.
Yeah. And also, we'll get back to this. This is from where we have, like, a lot of young male fans. Like, it's weird that we have, like, a lot of, like, younger male fans.
Hey, it's crazy. As you are in-depth describing. It's so crazy. Like, it's so crazy. We have a lot of, like, teenage boy listeners.
Yeah, I don't understand why.
It's with mommy issues.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. The last episode, there's a solid 8 minutes just about your pussy in a jumpsuit. And how it looks in different sizes of jumpsuits.
Yeah, different, various stages of jumpsuit.
And
also, if anybody wants to draw that out, feel free.
We have a lot of artists, you know, and make our faces realistic.
We just want to inspire. We was so gorgeous.
Right. Let us be your muse. Muses. So I have like my left leg, my left foot on the ground, my left leg's fully extended, like fully straight. My left arm is fully straight. So I'm like holding my body up in like this weird, so it's uncomfortable. Then he takes my right leg and like moves all the way back in like a full, like a fucking, like a yoga stretch.
I was going to say, was he just trying to like snap you in half?
Yeah. I don't know if he was like trying to like open up my hip flexors, but it was a pretty intense.
Yeah. He was just trying to stretch you out.
Right.
Hey-o.
Hello. So he like wraps my right leg around like his, and he's like fucking me that way. But then I was like, you're lucky. And then I took my right, and then he takes my right arm. And so it's like, and I have my right arm around, and I'm like touching his ball. Cause it's like easy. It was like easy to like reach his ball. So I was like, this will be a nice thing to do, but I'm balanced. If I can reach, I try to.
I'll offer him this kindness.
Right. I mean, I already feel badly enough. Because, you know, he already is going to have footage of some weird old, like, drenched witch. You know, I look like sucking his dick.
Are you in the woods, sir? Where did you find this woman?
Looks like I crawled out of a well. Oh, it's that old witch that used to haunt that production company in Los Angeles. Yes.
Oh my, she has returned.
They burned that bill. I thought they burned that building down years ago. Ooh. She hides in a well, and anytime someone's filming anything, she shows up.
I'll suck your dick to be on film.
Oh, I'm ready for my close-up.
Put me on TV.
Make me a star.
Just let her suck your dick and she'll go away. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
My eyes are leaking.
Oh my God. It's like these Gollum hands. Someone taking a video.
Just reaching up around someone's balls.
They're just like, okay, let's, kids, we're gonna do a video. I'm on a video. We're gonna do happy birthday to little Timmy. He's turning 4.
I know we're in the hospital in the cancer wing because Timmy's very sick, but we're still gonna celebrate. Right. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday. Did somebody say action? Like a wrinkly Claude is reaching up a pair of some, like a dad just up his khaki shorts.
Past his Birkenstock. Just like slip from the floor. Oh my God. Oh. Draw that. Oh.
Oh my God. But so anyway, so we have video of that and
by the way, I think it's hilarious that you asked if me and Preston have ever done that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, just,
you know, Preston.
Well, but still, just to get a shot, but it doesn't have to be anything. First of all, and I'm getting into what the other, it doesn't have to be anything kinky or crazy. Like, I mean, I don't think every time you videotape sex has to be like, okay, so I'll be the nurse.
No, we've talked about this last week. I like a story. I need a good story.
Okay, I'll be the nurse, and then you be the fuck machine robot.
Yeah,
We all know what kind of porn Megan likes. Mad lesbian machine porn.
Angry lesbian machine porn. Aggressive. Violent lesbian machine porn. It's a specific wait, everybody's into something different.
Right. But you can also like, sometimes it's nice. Like, I snuck a video once. I actually did something that was probably illegal when I was getting fucked. I was so turned on, and I'd like the money shots when I come, and so I just took my camera and just like secretly, like, it was like within reach and he couldn't see, Thomas couldn't see. And so I just hit record and just took a video of the penetration and then like stopped and just threw my phone and acted like I didn't do anything. So that's illegal.
Oh, that's, yes, and crazy. Because you knew you were doing something wrong.
Yep. I just reached my wet, my soaking wet little hand and I was like,
My soaking wet little hand.
If he's not going to do it, I'll make myself famous. It's the only way to reverse the curse. Yeah. But I could tell when he was recording because he, I mean, we're not really taught. We like don't really talk that much, but like we'd be fucking and it's like normal. And then all of a sudden I would hear.
He starts giving you direction?
Yep. I swear to God.
Shut the fuck up.
And it's supposed to get really deep, too. I would be like, we'd be fucking, and then all of a sudden...
Because it's being recorded, so he... I mean, everyone hates the sound of their own voice.
So we're fucking, and then all of a sudden, it would just be like, it'd be quiet, and then out of nowhere, it would just be like, he'd be like, all right, can you fucking take it? And I'm like, what's happening?
Oh my God, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it.
Like... And then I would like turn around. So, and I would turn around and be like, what the fuck? So his footage, and I've now look, I'll try to like block out, but I do want to send these videos to you because I know it's going to be funny because it's him probably trying to get like a sexy shot from behind. And he's like,
and like being real, he's like, hey, you like that, you little slut? And then you just turn around like, what the f-?
Yeah, and it's just like a mad woman of a certain age with still soaking wet hair. And then because it was wet and then it dried, so it's in this big curly mess. So it's just this like insane woman turning around going like, excuse me, son?
Sir?
Sir? What's happening back there? Yeah, it was a real treat.
You need to save these for your grandkids.
Oh, I'm going to. Well, you know, and we'll see when, because look, we have videos for the Patreon. I'm calling it PFG Origins, which is very stupid, but kind of perfect.
When that's our origin story. This is our first Avengers.
Yes. And in the finale is when the listeners avenge themselves by murdering us.
Yeah, by taking back their lives.
Yeah, they're like, we have to take theirs to reclaim ours.
That's like, yeah, it's like a Highlander situation.
Exactly. There can only be one. Either we're happy or you guys are dead.
I have to check in for my flight.
Oh, that's right. What time? Ooh. Your flight is?
5:20 tomorrow morning.
What a treat.
Yeah, I'm really excited to get up at 3.
Will you sleep at all? Will you just stay up?
Oh, no, I'll go to sleep. Like, will I just stay up all night tonight? Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, no, I mean, I don't,
I'd
like...
be dead.
Well, I don't know. Even, like, last night, like... even last night, just knowing that my alarm was going off at 6, and knowing
I won't sleep well. No, yeah. It's not like I'm going to sleep well, okay. But I'm going to sleep. This is what'll happen. Because we won't get home till 8, and then we got to clean and pack. So I'll probably get in bed at 10, and then I'll probably wake up at like 1, and then just be up, because I'll be anxious.
Yeah.
I haven't fucking overslept or missed an alarm in I don't know how many years.
Yeah.
But I still get that if it's something like a flight or something important and I have to be up early, I can't help it. Yeah. I get anxious. I'm going to miss the fucking alarm. So yeah, I'm going to. And then I can't really sleep on planes. It's going to be a great day.
It's going to be awesome. And Scott, see, look, and this is, you could have slept in a little bit today, but instead we're recording this now so you can enjoy your bug bite. And
yeah. Ugh.
You're going to have to, like, for reals, lance that. Right?
I'm like looking at it and I'm not excited. Yeah, that's what I'm going to, as soon as we're done, I'm going to have to do that.
Oh, do it now.
Oh, fuck. It'll be great for the episode. You know, people can't see it.
Yeah.
You can just hear me go,
Do it for Patreon. Take a video.
I know. I'm like, I should wait. I should wait till later so I can have a drink.
I mean, I might even, well, do you want to really try to lance it before you go to work all day?
Yeah. I mean, I have to, because it's just going to get worse. Or, you know, it'll fucking just pop.
Yeah. That's
which
gross.
Would be worse.
Oh, you don't think that would help you, like, sell food products?
Just be oozing?
Yeah. If there's just blood running.
So the health inspector's coming to the farmer's market today.
You should do it as a joke.
So that would be an extra. I'm already nervous. I don't know why. Yeah. It's just like any like authority thing. Like, even though you're doing everything right. It's like, I still to this day, if there's a cop behind me, I get like nervous. I'm like, what are you? You're 32. You don't have drugs in the car.
Right.
You're not drunk. You're a white lady. Like, what are you scared of?
Do you really get scared?
Why are you nervous?
I still get
nervous. Oh, yeah.
I think because I have the opposite. I mean, I don't get, but again, I'm a white woman and my parents are retired police officers. But my brother used to get nervous, but that's because he, for most of his life, had drugs on his person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like.
Well, I mean, I think that's why I, yeah.
Yeah. Because even though you don't anymore, it still is like when you're so used to, like, you see a cop and you're like, fucking cops. I remember I was like, why are people, like, they're not even looking at you. But it's like, oh, that's because you're like, I'm doing something illegal.
Yeah. It's still like all conscious. I'll be like, I don't get as nervous, but I totally still get, if I see a cop in the rearview mirror, like right behind me, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like put my hands at 10 and 2.
Yeah. I did. I had that when I, but I had the same thing, like when I first signed up for seeking arrangements, the first couple times, or like, or even when I was going to like sell panties, which is like not illegal.
I remember that.
But there is, like, when I was going to sell panties, there's a weird, like, even though nobody fucking knows what you're doing.
You feel, you're like, ooh, I'm doing something bad. Yeah. Something naughty.
And I would be, like, putting on, like, on the train, like, putting on mascara, and someone would look at me, and I'm like, oh, my God, they're looking at me like, oh, look at this fucking dumb whore. But if I was putting on mascara to go to a show, I mean, they'd probably be thinking the same thing.
They'd still, they'd be, I was going to be like, eh, it doesn't matter what you're doing.
Right.
Everyone's thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
6 a.m., 6 p.m., selling panties, going to church. Everyone's thinking the same thing.
Yeah, everyone's just like,
look at this dumb whore.
Get a little of this dumb whore. But, like, there is something, but I remember, like, seeing you see, like, a police officer, or, like, I'd walk in and people look at you. And, yeah, it's an interesting, like, because obviously, but the perception is reality thing. That's where that kind of stuff where I'm like, oh, so anxiety, just, like, when you feel anxious, and I'm like, oh, my God, everything's, it's like, no. I feel like everyone is staring at me and I feel anxious, like I'm being followed and watched when I'm doing something that I feel guilty about, that I feel like it's wrong. Yeah. So it's like in the same way that I was able to get out of the country with a bag of cocaine on me because I didn't know it was there. So I wasn't nervous.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why I think like it takes a specific type of person to do shit like that. Like to be I stole a CD from Tower Records when I was 12. That's the only thing I've ever, like, shoplifted or...
Did you really? Like. What did you steal?
I was some fucking, like, shitty punk compilation CD. I think I took it back. I think I took it and put it back. I can't remember for sure.
Yeah.
But that makes me sound like a better person, so let's say I did that. But that was the only time I ever, like, shop... And I had friends that would shoplift stuff all the time.
Yeah,
it's like t-shirts and panties and bras, like whatever. Like stupid shit.
Yeah.
I could never do it.
No.
Because I know what I'm doing is wrong. And I can't just like pretend like everything's cool.
Yeah.
Like I just would definitely be like, that girl just stole something. Or that girl has drugs in her bag.
Yeah.
Because I know it's bad. And I can't fake like everything's cool.
Right. Well, and that's because you have, like, a conscience. And there's this weird, and I understand where a lot of people, they're like...
Oh, it's the worst.
I know. Well, a lot of people, they're like, well, it's okay to steal from big companies. Or, I remember when I worked at Whole Foods, people would be like, they'd be like, oh, I steal from, or like, they're like, oh, I steal from that place all the time, or I steal from Sephora. And I'm like, why? And they're like, because they already make a lot of money, plus their shit's so expensive. And I'm like, that's part of why it's so expensive, you dumb cunt, because they have to...
Yeah, exactly.
Loss prevention.
They have to account for loss, yeah.
That's part of why it's so expensive. And, like, and obviously it's like, okay, but... Like, and I get it on some level where you feel like you're really sticking it to the man, but it's like, well, but you could stick it to them by just, like, not shopping there. Like, there are other ways besides just stealing because...
Yeah, I'm double not shopping there. I'm stealing from there.
Yeah. I guess you're right. That's a great point. Not only am I not buying...
shit.
Shit. I guess I'm wrong. You know what? I take it back. Get out
there. Let's all go steal shit from Walmart.
Yeah. Let's all go take stuff from... Well, Walmart, I would buy stuff from Walmart because, well, no, they still don't pay their employees. I was going to say they're not paying their employees properly.
No.
And there's
Costco. Costco's good.
Yeah.
Don't steal from Costco. They give you so many samples. You can have unlimited samples.
Yeah. That's.
You can have unlimited samples of gummy vitamins. They had gummy vitamins the other day.
Oh, God.
I was like, ooh. Because it was when I was doing the keto thing. And I was like, this is a cheat because I know there's at least like a gram of sugar in this gummy vitamin, but it's a vitamin, so fuck it. And I took the sample and I was like, because Preston was a little ahead of me and I combined him and I'm chewing something. And he was like, did you just take a vitamin sample? I was like, yeah. A gummy candy? Yes.
Yeah.
It's candy. They pretend as vitamins.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to not be healthy?
Oh, I'm sorry. You want me to die young?
I'm sorry. I don't know if you
know. Don't have vital nutrients. Oh, okay. No. That's fine.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. I don't love you either.
Yeah. Listen.
I get it.
I'm happy for this relationship to end right now. And I don't know if you noticed, but I've been not eating beans for like over a week. And so I'm losing nutrients. I don't, again. B vitamins.
You know, my body only takes in beans.
Right.
It only absorbs the nutrients specifically from beans.
Right.
So I'm basically actively dying in front of you.
Yeah.
But so it's fine. You don't care. It's fine. People drift apart. I get it.
I mean, I'm supposed to quit eating beans and not eat candy with a whisper.
Pretending to be vitamins?
With a whisper of a B12. It was just like, just a hint of vitamin D3.
It says it on the, you're like, oh, it's got 0.001%. Oh, cool. Yeah. Of your daily value. I think just a regular gummy candy would be better for me, actually.
Yeah. You're like, that actually might be, because at least that's got real sugar and gelatin, which is protein. So.
True.
And good for your bones.
You're right. We should go get gummy candy.
Oh, I know.
It's keto. I'm going to pretend it's keto.
Yeah. You're like, it's protein. This is essentially a chewy bone broth. It's all.
Yeah. It's a chewy bone broth. It's a chewy fruit flavored bone broth.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to. Why has no one done that?
I don't.
Why has no one made gummy candy and been like, it's bone broth? That's fucking genius.
And you know what? Because they do like all those jelly beans with like the gross out flavors.
Yeah.
You could do like a chewy, and we could do them in cute wrappers. And so it's like in the wrapper of like a bouillon cube. So that's how they're flavored.
Oh, that's cute. We can do it in like cute wrappers. You mean just sell beef bouillon cubes to people and yep. be like, no, 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 it's gummy candy.
Yeah,
shut
yeah.
up. You're stupid.
It's like, you know how they have chewing tobacco where you just sits in the back? This is chew, but it's a bone broth chew. So you just leave it in the back.
I think this is just sodium. No, 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 no. First of all, your body needs sodium.
Yeah. That's a misnomer that sodium is bad. You need some sodium.
And by some, in this case, 20,000 milligrams.
But this is nice because a lot of people don't get enough sodium. But with this, with our beef bouillon chew, you're getting, it's like 400% of your daily value of sodium.
Sodium. So you're good. So what that means, you're good for 4 days.
Right.
You don't need any sodium. 4 days.
Yeah. And
so you only pop 2 of these a week.
Right. And then you drink less water because the amount of sodium, and a lot of people, you know, it's like, oh, I don't get enough water. Well, when you have this much sodium in you in one shot, your body retains literally every drop of water you consume. So you're like a.
So you'll be ultra hydrated.
Right. You're like a walking canteen. You just walk, you're constant.
We're good at selling. Things.
We're very good at selling things. We're phenomenal at selling things. This is what I was going to say. Oh, can I? This is speaking about like doing bad things. Yesterday, when I took a break from listening to us, I listened to Sword and Scale, which is a murder show podcast, true crime. And I did want to say that this is something, this is like a real thing that I did yesterday to like motivate me because like yesterday was. I could go for like 25 cigarettes or a nap, but yesterday was, it was like a long, it was just much more difficult than I thought it was going to be to get all that done. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm like, it's frustrating because it's like anything where you're like, I don't know how to do this. And I'm like, I'm just going to not do it. Like I was really frustrated and I was going to just like not release an episode or like release a super short one. But I'm like, I know there's a way to do this. A lot of dumb people do it. And I'm like, take a break, go for a walk. And I listened to Sword and Scale, and I don't know if anyone's ever, if you need a pick-me-up and you're feeling, like, depressed and bummed out, put on Sword and Scale. It's true crime, and it's gory. And so the one yesterday was a story about, like, a couple of teenage girls that plotted and murdered their friend. And I was like...
Which teenage girls? Which one?
I forget the names. It was like
Were they like goth kids? Did they think they were like witches?
No, it wasn't goth kids. It was like a love triangle. It was like this. It was like a love triangle. And it was like one girlfriend was. They were now together, and then they were like, "We got to murder the other one, the ex."
Oh, I think I've heard this one before. I think there's a Dateline.
And they did. And hey, ladies, look, we know. Let's talk to the female listeners. If you're going to commit a crime. Because we're all for, like, equality. Let's not...
And murder.
Right. Equality and murder.
Equality in murder.
Correct. And, like, If you're going to do that, let's not be texting people about it, okay? They would text each other about it. And they
just keep your fucking mouth shut.
Yeah.
Don't leave anything in writing.
Right. And the other thing they did is, the other thing, they kept their journal entries. They found and they were just like, but I have to let this out. And they wrote, like, beautiful prose. They were reading their, and they wrote these long journal entries, like, beautiful prose about how they felt killing someone and doing that. And I was like, okay, if these cunts can do this, I can write a paragraph long description and edit this podcast. I was like, I was really stressed out and I'm like, I'm not going to get the sun. And I'm like, hey, on the bright side, you don't have a body to bury. Like,
it could be worse.
Right. I mean, we're killing people's spirits with this show.
Yeah, that's the great thing about killing someone's spirit. No cleanup. Zero cleanup.
Right. Their vacant body.
Yeah, you still ruin their lives. You still absolutely destroy their lives and the lives of their loved ones.
Right.
But no blood, no putting stuff in trash bags, the dirt. Ugh.
Yeah.
You don't have to get like an industrial size freezer to freeze the bodies before you dismember them.
Yeah.
It makes cleanup easier.
Well, putting it in the freezer? I guess it would.
Yeah. Well, because then it doesn't bleed out.
Yeah.
But then you have to, like, or refrigerator, because freezer is too hard to cut.
So you,
once all the blood coagulates.
Yeah. So you would put the whole, so you're saying, like, because.
Like one of those, like, a bit, like what big. My mom used to have in high school in our garage that was filled with Costco pizzas.
Yeah.
And chicken bakes for when my friends came over, but with the dead body in it.
Okay, yeah. So you would put the whole body in.
Mm-hmm.
To let the blood coagulate and everything, so and then you chop it up because then it's not all over the place.
Yeah,
got it.
That's a big rookie mistake. Just know, you're like, I gotta get this over with. Chop this body up while it's still warm. What are you thinking?
Yeah,
how are you're never gonna clean up all that blood. Have you never watched an episode of Dateline?
Yeah,
matter how good you think it looks, they're gonna find some little fucking patch of blood underneath the floorboard.
What's that? People don't think ahead. It's like anything when you're trying something new. Like a lot of people, unless you're like going to commit to killing like a lot of people, then you kind of get the hang of it. But the first time you do it, you're like, I fucking don't know. I mean, again,
it's like anything. Doing something the first time.
Yeah.
You're not going to be great at it.
Right.
It takes practice.
And again, not to keep going back to the pack your trash to the last week's episode, but like, I would compare that to chopping up a body. Like, I was like, what do I do? I have all these weird parts.
What do I put where?
Yeah.
Do I take the head off first?
Right. How am I going to? I got to for sure hide this part. I can't. Just cleaning
can't
up.
Can't release that part.
No, I'm just cleaning up spatter all over the place. I'm like, oh, fucking shit. And even listening to the episode that we were getting put on that was supposed to just go on Patreon, we're like, on Patreon, we let loose a little bit more because we're like, we figure if you're paying $5 a month, you're not going to rat us out.
Yeah.
But so I had to go through and edit a couple names out, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck. And I was like, we run our mouths a little extra on that show. I mean, it's the same show.
In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way, in a fun way. Oh, yeah, no, that was... Very much.
Please donate to our Patreon.
Yeah, please. But listening to it was funny because when we thought like the audio wasn't working, I'm like, yeah, shit, fuck my audio. And you're like, well, we had to talk anyway. And then we just fully off the rails, forgot we were recording.
Perfect.
Talked a lot about, it's not all about our pussy. Sometimes we talk about doing lots and lots of drugs.
It's all the good sex, murder, drugs.
Yeah.
Cottage cheese. It's all the cool things in life.
Man, we're the most, I think we're pretty funny in when we're not trying to be. I couldn't even say that believably.
Said that, I think we're pretty funny. I can't. I'm sorry. I don't want to lie to you guys.
This is a fun time to record. And before we started recording, Megan was like, she's like, I can just bring my laptop to LA. And I'm like, nope, we'll just do it now. So this is a real hot, I'm like, no, I'm fourth. The espresso's kicking in.
Oh, yeah. I need another cup of coffee.
And
good thing we're almost done. Thank God.
Yeah, that's, I'm like, okay, so I got, oh, yeah, no, I have a hard out. More like a hard in, huh?
Hello.
Nothing really keys me up sexually. Like talking to me
for an hour and a half.
Just on FaceTime. I woke up and just looked at a video. But you know what? It is kind of hot. Like, I'm trying, because it is a word I do try. I'm trying to get, like, sexually, like, ramped up. So I am imagining, like, picturing, like, I'm like, you know, some of our young listeners. The boy, legal.
Whoa, hello.
You know, these young male listeners.
But of legal age.
Of legal age. Look, first of all, everything I
say. Barely legal.
Yeah, I want. Give me this fresh.
Yeah, nothing really gets me going. Just like a hairless, barely 18 boy who has no idea what he's doing sexually.
Oh, just balls.
Doesn't really have a personality yet.
Yeah, balls still high and tight. Nothing's dropped.
High and tight. Oh, my God.
Like a ball's like, I like my military cuts. High and tight. Just a gross, like this old hand coming out from the toilet. A boy's on like FaceTiming or he's on Snapchat taking a shit. And just that witch's hand comes up. I thought I heard a record, but. Like these.
Just wet shit covered fingers.
Yep. Just coming up. I can't find the balls. Ooh, it's a young one. They're so high and tight. That's so disgusting.
I think we should make that movie. We have so many movies we have to make.
I know, but I do like that movie. Yeah, high end. We got to think of...
What, a name for the movie?
Yeah, because I was thinking of play on like Blair Witch Project, but like...
No, I just think it should be the Wendy Starling story.
Oh, I just think it should be the follow-up to the documentary.
Yeah, it's... Where is she now?
Right. Where is she now? Well, find.
I mean, like, literally, are we safe? Where is she
Where the fuck is she? Hide your dads, hide their balls. Get a nice grab. But I do. That's, I'm picturing, like, hopefully maybe, you know, if, like, someone listening to this is, like, getting turned on somewhere.
And I certainly hope not.
And as of right now, it's... not been released, so that's up to you, Megan. You have to get
right now. Be turned on.
I need you.
I should be turned on.
I need you to get physically turned on by the thought of our naked bodies. Let me send you a shot of my pussy.
Let me right now. Yeah, that'd be. I sent you a shot of the gross blister on my heel. So now you send me a picture of your pussy. It'll be, people will be like, weird. Is that the same image? Just
yes.
From different angles?
100%. That's what we'll do. I'll send you a shot of my pussy and we'll do a side by side.
I'll lance the blister.
Well, then we can't tell. I was going to say it'll be like a before and after shot. Ah! That's how we'll get away with putting a picture of a pussy on Instagram, is you show.
Well, they'll be like, that's definitely not a human vagina. That's obviously that blister that's been flayed in half.
We'll do a before and after, and then everyone else on the internet will think it's like, oh, look, they are helping people. They're showing, like, what, you know, to expect when you lance a giant pulsating blood blister on your foot. And then, but you guys...
Does this make you feel good that this is what we're comparing your pussy to right now?
Yeah. And then, but you guys listening will know, like, no. I mean.
Yeah, lucky you. You'll know the truth.
You'll know. If you get up close enough, I mean, that's what it all looks like. Right, ladies?
Wait, I'm just. If you get up close enough. All genitals just look like varying stages of blood blisters. You know what I'm saying?
That goddamn world keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I can get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Podcast.